Welcome back to On the Fly. I'm Mark Brindell, sitting in for Mark Dowie. My guest today is Anna Deavere Smith. I spoke to her at the Berkeley Rep Theater, where she was performing her new show, Let Me Down Easy. Have the people you've interviewed for this production, Let Me Down Easy, surprised you? Has any of them changed the way that you see things, or maybe your political view, or your views about healthcare?
Well, I think the most surprising thing to me is that the most progressive statement is made by the most conservative person in the company of 20 in this show, a right-wing conservative bull rider from Idaho, who says that he feels that we should have a flat rate. We should pay a certain amount of money for a procedure, and that's it. And he calls out against insurance companies, says they're just trying to rape us, like all the people got the money, rape the poor, rape the middle class. Pretty soon they're going to start raping the rich, right? I mean, very progressive. And I did not expect Brent Williams, given the political fights I'd had with him or that he has whenever he meets my friends who are, you know, liberals from New York, brought him to New York a couple times. Man, I mean, wow. Look who's calling for a flat rate.
One character that you play, not in this show, but that I love, is Gloria Acolytis on Nurse Jackie. And I was wondering if you thought about what she would say about healthcare if you were able to interview her for this.
Well, you know, the thing that's so great about Gloria Acolytis is she's seen it all. Because obviously, since I'm playing her, she's my age. Many of your listeners probably won't realize I made a choice when I met with the costume designer the first time during the pilot that she should wear a cross, which most days she wears a cross. I think she could have been a nun. She's the kind of person in my own life who drives me crazy. I don't like bureaucratic people at all, at all. They push all my buttons. If I were working in that hospital, I'd have a rough time with Gloria Acolytis, and she'd have a rough time with me. She's very political. I don't appreciate that in people either. I mean, there's a certain way I admire that they get things done, but I mean, I'm pretty much what you see is what you get. I could never be her, ever, ever, ever. She has survived. You know, the first season, I wouldn't have put it past Mrs. Acolytis to pull the plug on somebody if she needed an extra bed. I mean, I know now that she wouldn't do that, and I know that one of the reasons she depends on Jackie so much, and is willing to see beyond Jackie's flaws, is because she sees in Jackie a real championing for the vulnerable person. And I think that's what Gloria Acolytis started out to do. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if she taught Sunday school to five-year-olds on Sunday, the Gloria Acolytis we don't see. I'm sure she's an usher in her church. I'm sure she cooks for people's funerals. I mean, she has service in her, and she doesn't suffer fools. But she also knows when people are vulnerable, and she takes care of vulnerable people. And I think that's what she likes so much about Jackie. But the big difference between me and Gloria Acolytis is not so much how much she is compromised in the system, because I don't think she compromises without a real sense of what she's losing. But the degree to which, maybe she could play poker, you know, the degree to which she can deal and her ability to have spent her whole career in one place, I can't do that. And, you know, I'm a professor, I have tenure, but, you know, I'm on the outside of the academy, I'm on the outside of the theater as an institution, I'm an outside person. Gloria Acolytis has all of the statistics to be an outside person. She's black. She's tall. She could be misunderstood as uppity. She's not soft. She doesn't try to make you feel good. She doesn't kiss up. She doesn't do any of that stuff. and she manages to stay inside. I do that, and I'm out. And that's why I have had to put together this career that is walking around the edges of very reputable institutions. Very reputable. But I'll never be embraced inside of any institution, ever. The fact that she manages to stay inside, you know, it reminds me of Angela Davis once asked me to come to speak to a group of women who were incarcerated here in San Francisco. And it was in this little tiny room, and here I am doing my characters, and this was earlier in my career. And then they asked, first of all, I was shocked that they were even interested in my characters. And then it was time for questions. And one of them sat back in her chair, and she looked at me, and she said, "How do you keep it together?" I thought, whoa, how do you keep it together? And I really appreciated that what she was talking about is the extent to which I could keep it together, but she couldn't keep it together. And understand, I appreciated her seeing our shared humanity, which is still different from identifying, because she was sitting way back. But she could see in anybody the possibility of not keeping it together. Gloria Acolytis keeps it together.
Which is amazing. I didn't mention that she's the head of nursing at that hospital, and so she's got a lot to hold together, and she's really stuck in place.
Well, she's the head. I mean, it's a fiction, right? I mean, because she's the head of nursing, but she also answers to people very high up. You know, you hear her talking to the Monsignor. This season, she had to try to raise money. You watch her raising money. You watch her doing all these kinds of things.
Yeah, she's sort of the head of the hospital as far as the series is concerned.
But, you know, of course she's not. But she does have a lot of things to organize. I mean, I admire her. I really do.
In case you're just joining us, this is Mark Brindell sitting in for Mark Dowie, and I'm speaking with Anna Deavere Smith, the great actress and playwright at the Berklee Repertory Theater. Another important woman, actual woman that you recently met was Michelle Obama. I think you went to the Women's History Month. But how was that for you to be in the White House? And had you been in the White House before?
Yeah, in the Clinton years, I had the opportunity to go to the White House a number of times. I was writing a play called House Arrest. You know, what's so fabulous, and I had met Michelle Obama before. She was First Lady, and also, in fact, President Obama, at the time that he was Senator Obama, introduced me at an event where I was just doing, you know, a work in progress of this work. Studs Terkel, a great journalist, was supposed to have introduced me. He was in Chicago, and he was too ill to do so. So Senator Obama introduced me, and the next morning on the phone, we had quite an incredible conversation about healthcare. Gloria Acolytis was obsessed with Michelle Obama this season. And so I was asked to perform at this event you mentioned at the White House. And I began my remarks before performing by saying that to the First Lady, I said, "You don't know this, but there's a character that I play on a show called Nurse Jackie who's absolutely obsessed with you. She never gets the opportunity to meet you, and here I am at the White House." So I sent the photograph of me and the First Lady to all of the producers on Nurse Jackie. I think they got a really big kick out of that.
That's really funny. Gloria Acolytis and Michelle Obama also have something else in common, that they're both against obesity, but I think they go about it in different ways.
Well, yeah, I mean, my show is a comedy. It's a very dark comedy. I really appreciate what the First Lady is trying to do about this, because it's a problem that has just ballooned, excuse the pun, in our country, and I'm hoping that her leadership can make a difference. I mean, you know, Gloria Acolytis is only interested in obesity in as much as she thinks it can attract attention from the First Lady. So, you see, that's the way she thinks, right? I would never think that way, but that's how she thinks about it. She wants to get everybody on board to be on a campaign against childhood obesity. And by the way, in the scene where she makes that speech to her staff, she's serving donuts.
I didn't notice. You're listening to a conversation with Anna Deavere Smith. Stay with me for the final part of our talk, where we discuss politics and the people, and where they do and don't coincide.
The debate is going to be about winning. The debate's going to be about slaughtering different politicians. But it's important to keep remembering what the stakes are for the people.
That's Anna Deavere Smith, On the Fly, with me, Mark Brindell.